Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Band East Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and this week is National Cardiac Rehabilitation Week. We are going to hear more about this terrific program at Band East Medical Center. Plus, we will hear from one of the participants as she shares her cardiac story. Before we do, I have a few announcements to share on behalf of the hospital. First of all, last week's SALT meeting, so SALT stands for Seniors and Law Enforcement Together, was postponed due to the weather, and we're having it this Thursday, February 13th, 9 o'clock. It's same time, same place, so we will be meeting at the Thrivent office in Blairsburg. We will start things off with refreshments, we'll do free blood pressure checks, and then the meeting gets underway at 9:30. We will have announcements from law enforcement and area agency officials, as well as upcoming events around Hamilton County. Following the meeting, we have a program by Jeremy Eslin, who is the captain of the Webster City Fire Department and also the owner of Eslin Heating and Air Conditioning. He is going to be talking about home safety tips, how to protect your home and your family, with tips to reduce your risk inside and around your home. Again, that is tomorrow morning, February 13th, starting at 9 o'clock at the Thrivent office in Blairsburg. A reminder that SALT meetings are free and open to the public. We hold them every other month, and we certainly encourage your attendance. Also, a reminder for this month's community blood drive. It is a special blood drive. It is Beth's third rebirthday bash. So it's going to be held Friday, February 14th on Valentine's Day from 12:30 to 6 at P&P Electric in Webster City. The best place to make an appointment is to go online to lifeserve.info/Beth's Drive. And that's for this particular blood drive. I do want to mention a quote from Beth Aides. She says, "I know firsthand how the generosity of blood and stem cell donors can save a life. There is no substitute for blood or stem cells. No medicine could cure me, but donors did. I still get to be a mom and wife because amazing people took time out of their crazy busy lives to donate. I am thriving in life, all thanks to my donors." So thanks to Beth Aides, you can show your support again by supporting the Community Blood Drive. That's this Friday, February 14th from 12:30 to 6 at P&P Electric. And lastly, I do want to mention we have a special occasion that's coming up the following week. We are excited to be hosting an open house and ribbon cutting for Mercy One Iowa Heart Center at Band East Medical Center. It will take place Wednesday, February 19th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. The ribbon cutting will actually be held at 8:30. We will have the Webster City Area Chamber joining us for the ribbon cutting. We will also have special guests, Dr. Sorrentino, joining us from Iowa Heart, and our CEO, Lisa Ridge, who will welcome everyone to the ribbon cutting. And we certainly hope that you'll join us. It's a perfect time to be doing it. February is National Heart Month, and if you haven't had a chance to stop out and see where the clinic is located, we encourage you to come. Again, Wednesday, February 19th from 8 to 10, we're going to be in our specialty clinic waiting area. We'll have light refreshments that will be served, and again, we appreciate you coming to check it out, and we encourage your attendance. And with that, I think we're ready to start into our program today. The month of February is American Heart Month, which I just shared with listeners. And this week, as I mentioned, we observe National Cardiac Rehabilitation Week. This gives us a great opportunity to focus attention on cardiac rehab's contribution to improving the health and physical performance of people at risk for heart disease and those who have been diagnosed with heart disease. This year marks the 29th anniversary of the cardiac rehabilitation program at our hospital, which is very exciting. Joining us for today's program, we have our program coordinator, Audrey Eslin, who is a registered nurse, and we have one of the participants in our program, Shirley Caggiano, joining us. Good morning, ladies.
Hi.
Good morning.
Happy to be here.
Glad to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us. This is such an important topic to cover, and I love that we're covering it during this recognition week. Audrey, I'm going to start with you. You oversee the program here at the hospital. How long have you been working with the cardiac rehab program?
Well, I started working at Bandy's Medical Center in 2017. I originally started working on the inpatient floor, and I transferred to cardiac rehab the summer of 2021. I can't believe I'm saying that. I feel like it was just yesterday. This is like our third time having this show. It's very exciting. I love what I do. Been there about 3.5 years.
Wonderful. And you do such a great job with this program. So I love having you on the radio to talk about all the great things going on with this program. We know cardiac rehab can't change a person's past, but it can help improve a person's future heart state. What does cardiac rehab consist of, and who is a candidate for this program?
So cardiac rehab is a supervised exercise program designed to improve your heart health after a cardiac event or surgery. Cardiac rehab offers a gradual and monitored exercise program to strengthen the heart and improve your endurance. We provide education on important lifestyle changes, such as following a heart-healthy diet, stress management, and we give resources to quit smoking, helping patients manage their new medication, and understanding the importance of medication compliance is also a very important part of the program. Other lifestyle modifications that we encourage include weight loss and maintaining a healthy BMI, improving sleep, and increasing physical activity at home.
Very good. I know there are different phases to cardiac rehab, which can be done at our hospital. What can you tell us about the different phases, and what does each one entail?
Yeah, so there are three different phases of the cardiac rehab program. The first phase is hospital-based and is done by staff at the hospital where the cardiac event or surgery took place. The second phase begins after you are discharged from the hospital, anywhere from 1 to 3 weeks post-op, depending on the type of cardiac event. During the second phase is where individuals will complete the monitored exercise and education program on an outpatient basis. These are insurance-covered sessions, and each event may qualify you for up to 36 sessions. The third phase is the maintenance phase, which can be done here at the hospital or on your own. If a patient chooses to come to the hospital to continue their education session or their exercise sessions, they get to utilize the staff for weight management, blood pressure checks, and education. Phase 3 is not covered by insurance, but it is offered as a cash pay option.
Very good. Audrey, I know we have wonderful support for this program with Phase 2 and with Phase 3, where it's optional that they can continue. How many people do you have in the program currently?
So I have, I believe, like 40 people in the program right now. I see anywhere from 25 to 30 patients a day, kind of depending on, obviously, weather, illness, but those are my dedicated core group of people. We start at 6:30 in the morning. I have a group that's been coming, really the same group of people for years, and they just enjoy each other's company. They come and exercise every morning. It's really inspirational. It makes me feel like I need to exercise more. And then throughout the day, I see phase 2 and phase 3 patients. We kind of intermingle them, I guess. Phase 2 patients really can get motivation from our phase 3 patients who have completed the program, and they're able to offer that support. So typically I see maybe 15 to 20 phase 3s and 10 or more phase 2s. So the program is growing. It's really exciting.
It is growing, and I love this. It is under your coordination. It's It's funny to me you say they are inspiring to you, and I know this. I also know you are inspiration for them too. So you do a great job with this program. I love that we have participants and patients that will talk about their experience. I know we've highlighted a number of our patients that participate in the program with this recognition week. And so hats off to you.
Thank you.
You really do a great job. And it seems like you've been with the program for years.
I know. I love it.
Yes.
Every day I come to work, it's not like work. I get to see people that I care about. I mean, they're not just patients to me, they're like family. So it's so fun to watch them. You know, maybe I see people at their lowest, you know, when they first start, and seeing them go through the program, dedicate themselves to bettering their health and graduating and then continuing that journey for a healthy lifestyle. It's just so rewarding. I love seeing it. I love coming to work every day.
And that comes through. That comes through in your voice and just what you share. So thank you.
Thanks.
So back to our patients. Following a diagnosis of, say, a heart attack or heart failure after a heart procedure or surgery, to participate in a cardiac rehab program is one of the best things a person can do for their heart health. What would you stress to those listening about the importance of participating in cardiac rehab if they would be eligible?
I would just say that cardiac rehab is a super important part of the healing process after a cardiac event. Participating in cardiac rehab can improve your heart health and your quality of life while reducing the risk of having another cardiac event. And it can also help individuals make lifestyle changes to support a healthy life long term, which is our goal.
It certainly is. So you shared a few examples, Audrey. What are additional ways patients will benefit from participating in cardiac rehab?
Sure. Benefits from participating in cardiac rehab include strengthening your heart muscle, reducing the risk of heart disease, improving your quality of life, reducing stress, improving your mood, improving cholesterol levels, weight management. I could go on and on. There are so many great benefits to the program and to just exercise in general.
And what's interesting to me is hearing the benefits. Those benefits pertain to everyone, you know, not just, we're talking about those that have had a cardiac event, but honestly, everyone. So terrific benefits.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if we start young, living a healthy lifestyle, then maybe we won't get to the point where we have a cardiac event or need hospitalized. So I definitely think health in general really needs to be in the forefront of our minds from when we're young all the way through adulthood. Living a healthy life has tons of great benefits.
I couldn't agree more. A priority. I would like to see everyone make it more of a priority in their lives.
Absolutely.
So programs like this just, you know, reinforce that and not only create awareness, but really encourage those healthy lifestyles.
So, yeah, definitely.
Yes. Great information. So I know a little bit about the next question I'm about to ask you, but for those that maybe haven't seen on our Facebook page this week, or maybe haven't seen in the paper, what do you think patients enjoy most about the program? What keeps them coming?
Oh, gosh. I think the patients enjoy the atmosphere of the rehab gym. I think they really enjoy each other. Through their fitness journey or their recovery, they really get to bond and just share experiences with each other. And I think getting to see those people three times a week is just uplifting and inspiring for them. It's something that keeps them going, something that they can look forward to. And I think that's a huge reason why people keep coming back. I also think that people really enjoy being able to have monitored exercise. It's just kind of a reassurance to have staff there able to take your blood pressure or maybe answer questions that you don't feel comfortable asking a family member or a friend or even maybe your primary care provider. I have a lot of patients that come in and they'll say, you know, hey, I was maybe having some chest pain over the weekend, and then I can kick into nurse mode and say, hey, you know what? we have standing orders for an EKG. Let's see what's going on. And can really offer them some reassurance instead of having them worry and wait for a doctor's appointment, or maybe not saying anything at all and having it be something that they should have been seen for. So I definitely think that's a benefit for them, and I think another reason why they keep coming.
I think so too. I think you make it a fun atmosphere, and I think all of those who participate make it fun. Mm-hmm. There's, like you say, camaraderie there. And to our listeners, you know, I prefaced the question. So if you weren't aware, Audrey did a great job, a lot of her participants, for recognition of National Cardiac Rehabilitation Week, wanted to be a part of the recognition and let people know they're in the program. So we asked them, you know, what's your favorite part? What do you love most about it? And that's really what we heard from so many, that it's fun. It's a family atmosphere. They love the staff. They love the participants. But, you know, we did hear, too, that a lot of them, it's just kind of a safeguard, knowing that they are being monitored. You are a registered nurse. You're there. It's just, it gives them just an extra level of comfort when they're doing their exercise to be supervised here doing it.
Definitely. And I also have an LPN that's going to nursing school that's helping me a couple days a week. I have one of our paramedics, Eric. He comes over and helps and has really formed those relationships with the patients. So if they have to call 911 and he walks through the door, I hear them say, "Oh, I was so happy to see Eric." And so it just really, I guess, helps with the bonding of patients and the staff here. I don't know. It's just, it's great. I love it.
Those familiar faces. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, as we say, caring for our community. Mm-hmm. And that's why a lot of us do it. And so when patients can make those touch points, it does bring them comfort and less stress.
Absolutely.
Especially in situations where, you know, sometimes with our health, we don't know what's going on, and it can be a little bit scary. Mm-hmm. So, especially when it's in regard to our heart health.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Yes. So I do want to shift gears just a little bit, and I want to bring Shirley into the conversation. Shirley, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
You are one of the individuals who participates in our cardiac rehab program at the hospital. How long have you been participating in cardiac rehab?
It's been 2 years. I've been participating on and off.
Okay.
And now I go on the maintenance program, so I go once a week.
Excellent. Well, I applaud you there for continuing that. If you don't mind, tell us about your story, your cardiac event, maybe what you experienced and what brought you to our cardiac rehab program initially.
My story is kind of unique. 2 years ago, I was experiencing some chest pain. After several tests and an angiogram, they found that a main artery was 90% blocked. So during the angiogram, they inserted a stent and opened up the artery. It was an easy procedure, and I felt fine after. 2 weeks later, I started with the cardiac rehab program, my first of 36 sessions. I graduated from the program and thought I was good to go. However, 10 days later, I experienced chest pain again. After more tests and an angiogram, they found that my body sort of rejected the stent. It was 99% blocked. Mm. So another stent was inserted inside the first stent to open it up. And again, I felt fine and returned to cardiac rehab for the second time for an abbreviated session. After 9 months, once again, the chest pains were back. They did another angiogram and found that this stent was also blocked. The next step was open heart surgery. So last June, I had one bypass done, and in a month, I was back to cardiac rehab for the third time. I graduated again, and I'm feeling great. I still go once a week, kind of a maintenance program.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank
to you.
You.
You have been through a lot.
Well, every time I thought it was done and I was going to be fine, but you just never know.
That's so true. Oh, the importance of going through the program, especially in your case. I know that is somewhat unique compared to other patients. Really, every patient's story is unique and different.
Yes.
So I really applaud you for continuing with the program and for sharing your story too. So cardiac rehab has continued to be a priority for you. Right. In your words, Shirley, what do you enjoy most about the program and why is it important to you?
After you've had heart issues, you're always concerned about your health and try to take better care of yourself. At Cardiac Rehab, they have a program designed just for you. They monitor your weight and your blood pressure, and you wear a heart monitor while you exercise. This also gives you peace of mind knowing that things are looking good in there. You also meet with a dietitian who helps you make good decisions and suggestions. You get to know the other participants in your group at Cardiac Rehab. Everyone has their own story, and we're all there for a reason. It's much easier to walk on a treadmill when there's others around and a conversation going on. Audrey does a fantastic job with everyone and makes it fun. She's very approachable and easy to talk to. If you're having an issue with anything, she's helped me several times. After your 36 sessions, there's graduation. Cap, gown, music, picture, the whole deal, and of course, food. She makes it fun.
Oh, that is so great. And I know she does. We hear this time and time again from patients, how they enjoy it. They love Audrey. She's just got this sunshiny personality, and it is enjoyable for
people
to come.
We just talk about everything.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
I love that. Shirley, thank you for sharing your story, and hopefully for some people that are listening out there and maybe are a candidate for the program and maybe haven't pursued it or haven't continued it, maybe it's just the little push they need to get in touch with Audrey and see what that would take. So
that would be good.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely. And one thing that I admire so much about Shirley is that she has always had such a positive attitude. You know, you've been dealt cardiac event, cardiac event, cardiac event, and you've always been so positive. And I just really admire that about you. That's why I was so excited when you said you would come on here today, because your story is so unique and you are just such an inspiration for people. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Audrey. I enjoy it.
It's a wonderful example for all the patients, you know, in the program, and to see someone like you coming back in and doing that maintenance on a regular basis. So,
well, it's nice that they, you know, they keep track of your blood pressure still and your weight, even though you're just there once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to see the people,
mm-hmm.
which is a plus too.
Yeah. And it's work. I mean, we're saying this, that we make it a fun atmosphere, but it doesn't feel as much like work when you're doing it with other people and there is that camaraderie, but it is work. I mean,
it's work, but the time goes fast.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say most people exercise for a full hour. I mean, that's a lot of exercise. Mm-hmm. It's a long time to be on the treadmill and new step, and makes it go by fast.
Yes. And in this atmosphere, you just don't even realize how quickly an hour can go by.
Yeah, so. Some people even go over the hour and they
don't realize it.
Yeah, and you don't get credit for it. You don't get to take it off your next session, but they still do. So,
well, that's a testament to the program too.
Thank you.
Yes. So, do patients need a referral, Audrey, from say their doctor or healthcare provider to do cardiac rehab?
Yes. So typically after you've had a cardiac event or surgery, your cardiologist will send a referral to me and then I will reach out to you within a week or two to get you scheduled. If you haven't heard from me or are wondering if you got a referral sent, you can always reach out to me or your cardiologist to make sure that referral got sent. Your primary care provider can also send a referral in at your follow-up. Reach out to me if you have questions. I'm more than willing to call a cardiologist for you or your primary care provider and reach out and get that referral.
Terrific. What's the best way for a patient to get a hold of you?
My office number is 515-832-7830 or you can call the hospital main line and have them transfer the call to me and just leave me a voicemail if I'm not there.
Excellent. We should probably mention the times for cardiac rehab, the program, when it's available.
Yeah, so we exercise Monday, Wednesday, Friday. First group comes at 6:30 and my last group leaves at 2:30.
Okay, very good. From either one of you, any last comments or recommendations, anything you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, for me, I would love to just say that if you feel like you are a candidate for cardiac rehab, I would love to have you in the program. Reach out. Even if you haven't had a cardiac event, you can still reach out to me and I can see what we can offer you.
Wonderful. Again, Audrey and Shirley, I want to thank you both for being on the program today. And we encourage you, keep up the good work. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That will do it for this edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Diest Medical Center, where our focus is you.